We have just concluded Siman Samach Aleph in Hilchos Krishna, telling you to be medakdek in the words and pronouncing them properly. Siman Samach Beis is dealing with the bidyevids of one who didn't. We'll be doing the entire Siman, says the Mechaber. Aleph, af al pisha mitzvah ledakdek v'osi oseho. Although we learned that there's a mitzvah being medakdek in the osis of Krishna, and by the way, the Nosakelim here explain, this means all of the osis of Krishna. Korvalo diktek behem yotza. If he lain them without being medakdek, he is yotza, provided that he pronounced all the words. It's just that he wasn't clear in the way that he pronounced them. Didn't give enough space between letters, for example. But if he actually said a wrong word, then it means something else. You're not yotza. Now, the Mishnah Berurah also says that lechatchila, you should be very zoyer. He brings the Maimer Chazal that someone that is zoyer to be medaktik in Krishna, mitzanin in lo gehenim. Gehenim gets cooled off for him. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down the reason being because when you strain yourself to be medaktik, then you're actually warming yourself up. And that warmth takes the place of the heat of Gehenna. Further, Siv Beis, Yochol Likrosa Bechol Loshon. The halacha is that one is allowed to say Shema in any language. But V'yizor Midivrei Shibush Oso Loshon V'yidakti Bokumah B'Loshon Kodesh. But one has to be careful that he gives the correct pronunciation in that language. The same thing the Mishnah Berurah says goes for davening, benching, kiddush, birkas ha-mitzvahs, birkas ha-peiris, hallel, your yotze in any language. The mitzvah min ha-mufchur is in Hebrew. And the Mishnah Berurah goes as far as saying that bizman hazeh, you can only say it in Lashon Kodesh, because we don't really have an accurate translation in other languages of different words, such as vishinantam. What does the word vishinantam mean? It doesn't just mean teach, it means to give, make clear, to give clarity, in a way that will be remembered as well. Totafos, what are totafos? Phylacteries, what are they? In Lashon Kodesh, we can say the words even though we don't know what they mean, because the halacha is that you are yotza with Lashon Kodesh even if you don't know the meaning of it. Now, the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha goes into the halachas of other languages. We hold the halacha that you are not yotza with another language unless you actually understand that language. Although Tosafot Shita is otherwise, that's the way the Mishnah Berurah paskins. Another thing he says is that the other language must be a language that is commonly understood where you are. The fact that you and maybe a handful of other people understand it is irrelevant. If in the place that you are, people don't speak or understand that language, then it would not qualify as Shar Lashon. Mishnah Berurah explains that Lashon Kodesh is considered a Lashon Be'etzem. This is the real way to express this idea. This is the word to use for this particular object. Not so in other languages, where it's just a matter of the fact that people understand what you're talking about. So in a place where people don't understand you, you could not say it in that language. Further, Siv Gimel, Tzorech lahashmiya la'ozno mashamotzi bepiv. He must make sure that his ears hear what he says in his mouth. In other words, he has to say it loud enough to hear it. Vim lo ishmiya la'ozno yotza. If he did not actually hear it, he's yotze l'vatshi yotze b'svasav, but it had to be that he voiced it. It's just that he voiced it so low that he didn't hear it himself. Now, midoraisa, this is a din doraisa, but it's only a lechatchila, because you're yotze even without it. It applies to all brachas, and hirhur, we're soon going to see, if you didn't voice it at all, you're allowed to, if you voiced it, but it wasn't loud enough for you to hear your yotza. But if you didn't voice it at all, the Mishnah Berurah says that is already the din of hearer, which meikar din we paskin lav kadibur, and we'll see this in the next sif. Which brings us to the next sif, sif dalid. Imachmas choli o onus acher kor kriyishma belibo yotza. If someone, because he's ill, or some other onus, was not able to say Shema, he could only think it. The halach is that he is yotze. The Mishnah Berurah holds that this yotze means you're yotze under the circumstances, but if you now have an opportunity before Sov Zman Krishma to say it again, you must repeat it. Says the Rama, if you're in a place where it is usur to say Shema, but you're allowed to think in learning, in such a place you could be Mahar in Shema. It should not be the kind of place that's actually filthy. A place that's really filthy, you're not even allowed to think in learning, so you couldn't even be Mahar in Kriya Shema. But the kind of place where you couldn't say it, but you could think it, you can rely on that. Now, the Mishnah Berurah talks about the whole idea of Hira Kedibur. His maskana is that Hira Lav Kedibur, the overwhelming majority of Rishonim Paskin, Hira Lav Kedibur, you're not Yotza simply by thinking. You could be Yotza with the halach of Shomea Ka'on if you hear someone else saying it. But if you merely are thinking it yourself, we Paskin Hira Lav Kedibur, you're not Yotza. So the Mishnah Berurah brings up the Taz, who says that if you wake up in the middle of the night and your hands aren't clean and you're thirsty, so be mahar the bracha and drink. Mishnah Berurah doesn't like that. He says it's got to be an onus. Get up in the middle of the night, wash your hands, and then drink. If you want to drink, you'll have to get up and clean yourself. So that the Mishnah Berurah holds that is not considered an onus, and you could not rely on hearer for that. Sif hei. Tzorech shliach tzibur la'ashmiya kolo b'shma Yisrael, kedei sheyishmu ha'kol v'yamlichu shem shemayim yachad. The shatz must say Shema out loud so that everyone will follow him and say Shema and be mamlich shem shemayim. The halach is even if someone else, someone who's not in the middle of davening or someone who's not holding it Shema hears it, so we're going to learn later, the Mishnah Berurah brings it, he's going to have to answer Shema Yisrael. He'll have to say Shema Yisrael at the same time that the tzibur does in order not to separate himself from the tzibur in being mamlech Hashem.